I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Sex Science Sunday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, if you haven't been clued in yet that Dr. Phil is a total crackpot, he's a total crackpot. So here's the latest story about him being a crackpot. There's a woman named Sherry Woodle. She's from Wenatchee, Washington, and her daughter disappeared 4 years ago, and my heart goes out for this woman. I mean, I'm not unsympathetic to just the horror and the trauma that this woman has gone through, but it's pushed her over the edge. Even her daughters are worried about her, and that's, I guess, why she made an appearance on the Dr. Phil show, and gosh, I can't imagine what that would do to you, having your daughter disappear, and you don't have any idea what happened to her. It would break you up. She's broken. She apparently believes that gangs and a corrupt police force were involved in her daughter's disappearance. There doesn't seem to be any evidence for that at all. But this is what she told Dr. Phil. "My investigation has revealed that this is all linked to a ritual. I believe someone in an occult was drugging my daughter, Jessie, for up to a year before she went missing. I believe she was killed June 20th, 2016, because it was a full moon and the summer solstice at the same time, and then the next day was Lilith. Lilith is a holiday that the occult does celebrate, and it requires a human sacrifice." There's a lot to unpack there. Dr. Phil did push back a little tiny bit when he said that the police department said they'd never heard of any of this, but virtually everything she said right there was wrong. "I believe someone in an occult." There is no an occult. That doesn't even make sense. Someone was drugging her daughter. No, I think a more rational explanation was that her daughter started using drugs. That's probably why she went missing. The full moon, summer solstice, the next day was Lilith. There is no holiday called Lilith. Lilith is, in Jewish tradition, the first wife of Adam. There is a pagan holiday called Litha. It's pagan, it's not occult or satanic. Celebrates the summer solstice, and it doesn't require a human sacrifice. So virtually everything she said there, she got wrong. And I know, this is all about religion. What's it doing here in Sex Science Sunday? Well, let's get to the "she doesn't know anything more about science" part. She says, "I believe that Jessie was tortured for the drug adrenochrome. Adrenochrome is a chemical that our body produces when we are extremely fearful or have a lot of distress. It gives you strength, it gives you vitality. And the people that killed Jessie are harvesting that from other people. And when you drink it, it gives you euphoria and power." Now, there is a substance called adrenochrome, and it is produced when we are under stress, when we are fearful. But it can help in speeding up blood clotting, but it's not technically a drug, and you can buy it online, so you don't have to sacrifice people to extract it. It used to be thought that it could cause schizophrenia, but we know that's not true. And it became popular as a fake drug in books like A Clockwork Orange and Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, but it was never about a real drug. It as a drug, if you inject it, it's not going to do any of those things. It will do nothing. And where does the whole adrenochrome insanity come from? Well, that's the number one conspiracy in the country right now, the stupidest conspiracy theory ever to be created in the history of humanity. Very, very popular with Republicans right now. It's QAnon. And the problem is, we're going to need a QAnon to help people get away from it, because it makes you insane, apparently. Large amounts of people believe that there is a satanic conspiracy involving Democratic politicians and Hollywood stars to kidnap children, rape and torture them, and then extract their adrenochrome, which they, I guess, inject in themselves, and they all go out and have power and euphoria. Now, Dr. Phil did not have anything to say about adrenochrome. Maybe he didn't even know what it was. But they did title the segment on YouTube, "Woman Claims Missing Daughter Was Tortured for the Drug Adrenochrome." Nothing from Dr. Phil saying that's not a thing. I guess as a former doctor, because he's not a practicing doctor anymore, he decided he didn't really want to get too sciencey. I wish I could say it to your face, Dr. Phil, but you are a first-rate You don't even know the first thing about adrenochrome. In the theory, it has to be extracted from a young child. This woman was 24 years old, the daughter who was kidnapped. Too old to be tortured for her adrenochrome. So, come on, learn your fake facts. Dr. Phil used to be a psychiatrist, but he hasn't practiced since 2006, and maybe he's forgotten. When, you know, someone comes to you who's clearly mentally unstable, maybe you should perhaps deal with that issue. The future of abortion is medication abortion. It really makes things simpler and easier for women to get an abortion, and it's completely safe. Because women can use it at home, they can avoid having to go to a clinic and having to be exposed to other people during our COVID crisis. But as we've recounted on this show time and time again, there's two things that are absolutely true with almost all of the people who are extreme anti-choice people. One, they don't really care much about women. And two, they're perfectly willing to lie in service of their point of view. And they've certainly been doing a lot of that lately. We've talked before on this show about how problematic the FDA has been in its willingness to submit to political pressure on issues of reproductive rights. Now they seem willing to treat everything the same way. If they get political pressure, they'll cave on the science and do what they're told, which is why nobody in medicine anymore trusts the FDA. A group of Senate Republicans sent a letter to the Food and Drug Administration basically asking the FDA to ban medication abortion entirely. The group of 20 senators argued that the drug mifepristone poses an imminent hazard to public health and should be classified as such by the FDA, eliminating its legal use in the United States. 72 Republican lawmakers signed a similar letter the same day. 40% of abortions right now are medication abortions. And if you took that away, that would make abortions more difficult and more expensive for women to get, which is the point. It's never about the woman's health and safety. They just don't want her to have an abortion. And it's not because they care about the little babies, because once they're born, they don't give a damn. No, it's about power and control over women. And yes, almost every single one of them wants to take away contraception as well. Because every study has shown that when you take away a woman's ability to control when she has children, her quality of life and her life expectancy are greatly diminished. Now, there was a rule with the FDA. I mean, the FDA has been very political. I mean, it's completely politicized now, but it's always on this issue been very, very political. So there was a restriction that required that the drug be dispensed at a hospital or a clinic. Why is that necessary? It isn't, actually. It works fine in telemedicine. There is no reason for it other than it makes women's lives harder. So what happened is that a federal judge ruled that the FDA's longtime requirement for that be suspended during the COVID-19 pandemic, which would be an easy call because there really isn't any reason for it in the first place. But the Supreme Court is cool with putting random restrictions on abortion, even if they are medically contraindicated. And of course, the Trump administration immediately sent an emergency request to the Supreme Court. They want it reinstated to mitigate serious health risks associated with the drug. Every bit of what the Republicans are saying is a lie. This drug has been studied for 20 years intensively. In a 2015 study of 11,000 medication abortions, less than one-third of 1% of patients experienced complications requiring hospital care. In the 2 decades since the drug has become available, there have been just 14 deaths associated with it, which is low by drug standards. And keep in mind that childbirth is 14 times more likely to end in death than abortion is. Anti-choice proponents want to use this opportunity with a very compliant FDA to lock in pseudoscience, claiming that a drug that has been tested as one of the safer drugs on the market, and they want it claimed that it's a dangerous drug, with no science or evidence to prove it, but just based on their say-so. They didn't hand the FDA, here's a bunch of studies that show this stuff is dangerous. They did not do that because they could not do that. Nearly 100 representatives, elected representatives to our federal government, don't know what they're talking about or are being willfully ignorant, and that should be disturbing.